Welcome to this week's episode of 10 Minute Tickets Talk. I got a unique guest, Carl Feek, who is the Director of Marketing for UNLV Athletics. Carl has years of experience in marketing. He's got a very unusual situation here. I'll set the stage for everybody. UNLV is moving into the Raiders stadium where the Rebels are playing with the Raiders at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. The Raiders have been playing without fans so far this year. UNLV actually just this past weekend had the first game with fans. Now, the unique problem is it's a 60,000 plus seat stadium and they're only allowed to have 2,000 people there. So in Carl's case, they did a tremendous buildup of season ticket effort, season ticket sales leading up to the start of the pandemic, then all of a sudden had to grind to a screeching halt because they couldn't let any of those season ticket holders in. So the reason I thought Carl would be a great guest this week is he's in a position a lot of our listeners are in where they're playing games, but because their capacity is so restricted, he actually doesn't have any tickets to sell, but he still has to continue to market. So Carl, welcome to the show this week. Really appreciate you coming on. Did I hit on all the bullet points or is there anything else you can add to your situation?
Yeah, thank you, Steve. I appreciate you having me on and did a really good job of summing it up. So our football team has made the move into Allegiant Stadium and that's provided so much excitement. And combining that with a new football coach at the helm and a brand new practice facility, you know, interest in our football program has probably never been at a higher level. But that said, we are limited with what we're able to do. And so for the first time in a good number of years, fans were not able to get a ticket to a UNLV football game. And we were not able to accommodate all of our most loyal supporters. So we wanted to make sure that we were giving opportunities for everyone to stay involved, have a presence at the stadium, but then keep their relationship strong and keep the feelings positive. Over the past couple of years, we had engaged in a pretty comprehensive campaign to increase our season ticket base. So a lot of our season ticket holders had come on board within the last 2 years, really with the thought and feeling that they would be able to experience this $2 billion stadium. And so getting as close as they were and then not being able to experience that has created some different challenges, but also some new opportunities for us to embrace new technologies and create different kinds of content, which we hope are going to keep these fans with us and just build the excitement even more as we go into next season.
So let's dive into the details, because there's a lot of teams like yours that can't sell tickets because of capacity. You're still marketing. What is your marketing focused on? And you mentioned some of those new technologies. Give us an idea of what those new technologies are and how that's helping you.
Definitely. So specifically, we're marketing content and engagement with the program, as well as trying to build fans. And so with that, we're looking to put out a lot of pieces that connect the fans to our student athletes and then make them feel really good about being a part of our program. And the stories that the student athletes have, they're showing their personalities and then also providing inside access to see some of the pieces of Allegiant Stadium that you wouldn't normally be able to see are all hopefully driving that connection between our program and the interests that these fans have. On the tech side of things, you know, because we are so limited with our fan capacities in venue, and operating within some regulations and rules that were set by the Mountain West Conference, we're able to bring in some crowd noise. And so for us, you know, we wanted to make sure that that was going to be an experience that wouldn't take away from the 2,000 fans that we're able to have in venue, but also give us an opportunity to engage more fans outside of the venue. So people that would be watching from their phones or watching from home, but still have an interest in the games. And so we partnered with a company called Hear Me Cheer, and it's a tech startup company that allows fans to visit a website, enable their microphone on either their laptop or their computer, and then they can join a virtual stadium crowd. That allows then us on the operational side of things to take the feed of everybody's cheering and everybody's crowd noise and use that as the base for our in-venue artificial noise. And so as fans watch and react to what's going on, they cheer louder, their cheers get mixed together using the company's proprietary formula to then be mixed into a greater crowd noise, which as more fans cheer and as it gets louder, we get a louder crowd response in the stadium as well. So for our fans, they got the first chance to use it over this past weekend, and it was really awesome to see when we do something cool, that crowd noise went up on its own as the fans reacted to it. No cost for the fans to participate. Don't even need a login, really just going to the website saying, yes, I want to enable my microphone and cheer with the crowd, and then they're in. So we're looking for ways like that where we can say, we can recognize that there's an interest in the games and say, how can we bring that interest and that excitement that fans have and let them take part in game day, even if they can't physically be there?
Simple things, keeping them engaged. So you mentioned taking part in game day, obviously TV viewership, your games are not locally controlled. What are you doing to increase TV viewership and engage people who are watching the games as you use social tools, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram type things to increase TV viewership and get more people engaged that way?
Whereas in the past, maybe we wouldn't promote TV broadcasts nearly as much because we want our fans to attend in person. Now that's completely flipped around where we want to make sure that fans know how to tune in, whether that's finding the channel on their cable or knowing what link to click to be able to stream it. That information is really taken the place of a lot of our ticket links. And I'm sure schools that are much more fortunate to not have to sell tickets week to week are doing that often. For us, that's something that our fans, well, we want to make sure they've got all the information they need first and foremost to be able to tune in and make that an easy experience. Secondly, working with the company like Hear Me Cheer, fans can hear themselves through the broadcasts as well. So that's another piece where they can hear themselves coming through. Now it's mixed with everybody else's cheering, but they're hearing the results of their cheering as well. And then lastly, we are going down the route that some other teams and schools have done by allowing fans to purchase fan cutouts and putting them in a very TV visible location. And so fans that have done that can now tune into the broadcast to be able to see their cutouts and the creative cutouts that others have placed alongside. And so that lets fans showcase a little bit of their personality while also providing something different and unique to tune into and see while the games are going on. And as we go through this this process and see what fans are reacting to and like, and maybe what isn't as popular, we're able to make some adjustments week to week to continue to look to add different opportunities. Last thing we did there as well is we wanted to make sure that fans who were watching on the broadcast could still participate in some of our in-game promotions. And so where we would traditionally do a text to win in venue, we opened that up through social media channels for any fan who's paying attention to us to participate. And on top of that, we doubled the number of text to win opportunities that we had so that we could engage more people, knowing that the shelf life on any one social media post is only going to be so long. So we opened up new opportunities for fans to engage from home and then are still able to give out some giveaway items and some prizes just in a different way, utilizing social media posts and utilizing a text to win platform through ReplyBuy. All different things that have been able to enhance that watching from home experience.
So I think that's really valuable for our listeners, those who are sitting there saying, geez, I don't have any tickets to sell. What else can I do to build my team's visibility, to build my team's presence? Because yes, the 2021 season is not going to be good, but really what we're talking about is building for 21-22 and beyond. So by focusing on increasing TV viewership, focusing on increasing engagement of your fans through social and digital tools, and then, oh, by the way, getting text messages or text numbers and stuff, you continue to build on that brand and continue to get people to engage. And quite frankly, that's happening regardless whether the team's winning and losing. At the time we're recording this, UNLV is 0-2. New coach is starting to make some great progress, but it's not like UNLV is dominating the football landscape either. So those tools for any marketer out there is you got to take a step back and say, what else can I be doing?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And know that the interest is still there. Just because the situation has changed, people aren't suddenly not fans of your team or your school. And so it may look different, it may seem a little bit different, but our whole goal is to provide valuable content that our fans want to see and use that content as a way to bring more people in and to create stronger connections with our fan base. And then when it does come time to ask them to purchase tickets or to renew tickets, that connection is strong, that relationship is good, and that's an easier conversation and an easier decision than maybe it has been in the past. And so we hope that by taking advantage of the tools that we do have at our disposal and the uniqueness of the situation where people are embracing different technologies like they never really have before, that we're able to kind of solidify where our presence is within our fan base and keep them engaged, even if we can't bring everybody into our venue like we want. And then when we're in a different position, that our relationships are still there.
And speaking of that, in terms of marketing budget, obviously you normally have a marketing budget to promote game day, buy tickets, whether it's outdoor, radio, TV, any of those tools. Have you now then shifted whatever marketing budget you still have in your budget to be able to utilize to TV viewership? Have you shifted it to driving people to your website for Enter to Win contest? What is the content for your marketing messages these days?
Yeah. The budget right now has been scaled back because we are in a unique situation and we don't fully know how much is going to be responsible to spend given all of the other needs that are coming up. And so with that though, we've used some of our marketing budget to help with a donor campaign to see if we can fundraise off of it. And we've engaged in some digital marketing in that space that we haven't really done in the past too much and seen some good results off of that. And so some of it's going to that direction. And then a lot of it though right now is being conserved for a bigger season ticket push come the spring. So we operate off of a July 1 to June 30th fiscal year. And so we're hopeful that when it comes time to promote season tickets for next year, that we're in a position to utilize a marketing budget to do that. So right now it really is relying on a lot of earned media attention and a lot of strong social media posts, which don't have that same cost associated with them to be able to drive the interest. Thankfully, there are things that are driving that interest. The stadium and getting access and being able to be a part of it has been great for additional media attention. And then with the limited number of tickets we did have, we were able to trade some as well, which will help. We really value the partners that are committed to us and are willing to do that. And so we've got a little bit of trade and then some cash that we're gonna use pretty heavily come the spring.
So looking long-term, I think that's fantastic. Looking at the spring, looking at putting your resources in a place where you can actually move the needle and make a difference. And obviously even in the spring, you're not gonna have the same type of budget you had then. Email marketing, social and digital engagement, and being able to market tickets via social and digital become really valuable. So between now or early football season and the springtime, knowing you don't have tickets to sell for football and probably not for basketball either, what are your goals related to email marketing, building up your email database, building up your social followings? Do you have set numbers? Do you have a set strategic plan over the next 3 to 4 months to hit that, to make that marketing budget in the spring be that much more effective?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're looking to grow our email database and grow our social followings first and foremost. Each one of our different accounts is in a little bit different of a spot, but absolutely looking at year or month over month growth there. And the goal being to take someone who's interested in the program, make sure they know how to follow our social media accounts. That being one of the lowest barriers to being involved with us. From there, taking social media followers and providing things like the text to win, other enter to wins, that they could be a part of to make sure that we have up-to-date email and contact information for all of them. or as many as are interested in receiving that. And then from there, asking the people that are interested to fill out interest forms for us. So let's talk a little bit more. You know, what exactly would you be interested in next year or later on this year if situations were to change? Are we talking about a game or two? You want to come by? Great. Is it a season ticket? Awesome. You're looking at premium? Perfect. Let's know that so that when it is time to continue that conversation, that we can have a good conversation and we don't need to ask that. And so, long way of saying, looking to increase social media followings month over month. We'll take a look at how many posts, how much engagement did they get, and did we see followers or followers increase? And then on the email database, it's very similar. So with our different enter to wins, did we see increase in numbers? Did we see on our text to wins, did we see new phone numbers come through that we didn't have? And then scoreboarding it. So is that a 5% increase? Is it a 10% increase? Is it a 1% increase? How apt are people to engage and grow now that it may be a little bit before they can get tickets? And they're joining not necessarily because of a true interest in the program, are they joining because we offered an incentive or an enter to win? So some of that thing, that how well does each promotion do, and then how does that relate to the overall goal, looking to keep making those improvements month over month.
And that for listeners is hugely important. Number one, there's goals. Number two, there is a set organized plan for building this. So then next year is that much bigger, better, and greater. So, Carl, it sounds like what you're telling us is there's two key strategies UNLV has embraced. One is keeping your existing fans, your existing customers who can't go to games engaged so they don't lose interest. And then the second one would be building that new fan, creating a fan, getting them into the pipeline, getting an email to them, getting a tweet to them or some sort of social media post, then continuing to engage them so when you get to springtime, you can actually ask them to buy tickets. Is that correct? Would you say those are your two key focuses?
Yeah, definitely. And there is a third one for me, which is the 2,000 that are in venue, making sure they have a good experience and that we're the ones we do have, they're getting that first class Las Vegas service experience that I know we're known for. And so, but overall, the content is what kind of connects everyone together. The content being engaging and interesting is something that our new fans will gravitate towards because it's cool and it's entertaining. Our current fans get a greater depth of understanding of the program and what they're supporting and what their support means. And then the fans in venue get to see that as well. And so putting an emphasis on the content while embracing some of the newer technologies to tie everything together is our strategy so far, and so far it's seemed to work out all right.
Awesome. So for those of you, those are your key focuses as you go forward. If you don't have tickets to sell, make sure you use it, you have a plan, and do it wisely. Carl, thank you very much. Appreciate your time being here with us on today's call.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, Steve, and look forward to talking again soon sometime.